శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 21 స్టోరీస్ ఆఫ్ నంబర్ 1 విహెచ్ ఠాకూర్ నంబర్ 2 అనంతరావ్ పటాన్కర్ అండ్ నంబర్ 3 పండ్రాపూర్ ప్లీడర్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ హేమంత్ పంత్ రిలేట్స్ ద స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ వినాయక్ హరిశ్చంద్ర ఠాకూర్ బిఏ Anantrao Patankar of Pune and a pleader from Pandrapur. All these stories are very interesting, which, if very carefully read and grasped, will lead the readers on the spiritual path. Om Namo Sai. Preliminary. It is a general rule that it is our good luck in the form of accumulation of merits of past births that enables us to seek the company of saints and benefit thereby. As an illustration of this rule, Hemant Pant gives his own instance. He was a resident magistrate of Bandra, a suburb of Mumbai, for many years. A famous Mohammedan saint named Pir Maulana was living there, and many Hindus, Parsis and many others who followed different religion used to go to him and take his darshan. His mujawar, that is priest, by name Yunus, pressed Hemant Pant many a time for going to see him, but for some or other reason he was not able to see him. After many years, his turn came and he was called to Shirdi, where he was permanently enrolled in Sai Baba's Darbar. Unfortunate fellows do not get such contact of the saints. It is only the fortunate ones that get it. Om Shri Sai. Institution of Saints. There have been institution of saints in this world from time immemorial. Various saints appear incarnate themselves in various places to carry out the missions allotted to them. But though they work in different places, they are as if were one. They work in unison under the common authority of the Almighty Lord, and know fully well what each of them is doing in his place and supplement his work where necessary. An instance illustrating this is given below. Om Shri Sai. Mr. Thakur. Mr. V.H. Thakur, B.A., was a clerk in the revenue department, and he once came to a town named Vadgaon, near Belgaon, that is South Mysore country, along with a survey party. There he saw a Kararis saint, Appa, and bowed before him. The saint was explaining portions from the book Vichar Sagar of Nishal Das, a standard work on Vedanta, to the audience. When Thakur was taking his leave to go, he said to him, "You should study this book, and if you do so, your desires will be fulfilled. And when you go to the north, in the discharge of your duties in future, you will come across a great saint by your fortune. And then he will show you the future path and give rest to your mind and make you happy." Then he was transferred to Junar, where he had to go by crossing Nande Ghat. This ghat was very steep and difficult, and no other conveyance other than a buffalo was of use in crossing it. So he had to take a buffalo ride through the ghat, which was much inconvenient to him. Thence he was transferred on promotion to Kalyan, and there he got acquainted with Nana Saheb Chandorkar. He heard much about Sai Baba from him and wished to see him. Next day Nana Saheb had to go to Shirdi, and he asked Thakur to accompany him. He could not do so, as he had to attend the Thana civil court for a civil case. So Nana Saheb went alone. Thakur went to Thana, but there the case was postponed. Then he repented for not accompanying Nana Saheb. Still he left for Shirdi, and when he reached there he found that Nana Saheb had left the place the previous day. Some of his old friends whom he met there took him to Baba. He saw Baba, fell at his feet, and was overjoyed. His eyes were full of tears and his hair stood on end. Then, after a while, the omniscient Baba said to him, The path of this place is not easy as the teachings of the Karanese Saint Appa, or even as the buffalo ride in the Nand Ghat. In this spiritual path, you will have to put in your best exertion. It is very difficult. When Thakur heard the significant words, which only he knew, he was overwhelmed with joy. He came to know that the words of Karanese Saint had turned true. Then joining both hands and placing his head on Baba's feet, he prayed that he should be accepted and blessed. Then Baba said, "What Appa told you was all right, but these things had to be practiced and lived. Mere reading won't do. You have to think and carry out what you read. Otherwise, it is of no use. Mere book learning without the grace of the Guru and self-realization is of no avail." The theoretical portion was read from the work Vichara Sagar by Thakur, but the practical way was shown to him at Shirdi. Another story given below will bring out this truth more forcibly. Om Shri Sai. Anantrao Patankar. One gentleman from Pune by name Anantrao Patankar wished to see Baba. He came to Shirdi and took Baba's darshan. His eyes were satisfied and he was much pleased. He fell at Baba's feet and after performing proper worship said to Baba, "I have read a lot, studied Veda, Vedans and Upanishads and heard all the Puranas, but still I have not got any peace of mind, so I think all my reading was useless. Simple, ignorant, devout persons are better than myself. Unless the mind becomes calm, all book learnings is of no avail. I have heard from so many people that you easily give peace of mind to so many people by your mere glance and potent word. So I have come here. Please take pity on me and bless me." Then Baba told him a parable which was as follows. Om Namo Sai. Parable of 9 balls of stool. Navavidha Bhakti. Once a merchant came here, before him a mare passed a stool that is 9 balls of stool. The merchant, intent on his quest, spread the end of his dhotar and gathered all the 9 balls in it, and thus he got concentration, peace of mind. Mr. Patankar could not make out the meaning of this story, so he asked Ganesh Damodar alias Dada Kelkar, "What does Baba mean by this?" He replied, "I too do not know all that Baba says and means, but at his inspiration I say what I come to know. The mare is God's grace and the 9 balls exerted are the 9 forms or types of bhakti. That is, number 1, sravana, hearing. Number 2, kirtan, praying. Number 3, samaran, remembering. Number 4, padasevan, that is, restoring to the feet. Number 5, archan, worship. Number 6, namaskara, bowing. Number 7, dasya, service. Number 8, sakhyam, friendship. Number 9, atmanivedan, surrender of the self. These are the 9 types of bhakti. If any of this is faithfully followed, Lord Hari will be pleased and manifest himself in the home of the devotee. All the sadhanas, that is japa, vocal worship, tapa, penance, yoga practice and studying the scriptures and expounding them are quite useless unless they are accompanied by bhakti, that is devotion. Knowledge of the Vedas or fame as a great dhyani and mere formal bhajan, that is worship, are of no avail. What is wanted is filled devotion. Consider yourself as a merchant or seeker of the truth and be anxious and eager like him to collect or cultivate the 9 types of devotion. Then you will attain stability and peace of mind. Next day, when Patankar went to Baba for salutations, he was asked whether he collected the 9 balls of stool. Then he said that he, being a poor fellow, should first be graced by Baba and he would be enabled to collect them. Then Baba blessed and comforted him, saying that he would attain peace and welfare. After hearing this, Patankar became overjoyed and happy. Om Namo Sai. The Pandrapur Pleader. We shall close this chapter with a short story showing Baba's omniscience and his using it for correcting people and setting them on the right path. Once a pleader from Pandrapur came to Shirdi, went to Masjid, saw Sai Baba, fell at his feet and without being asked, offered some dakshina and sat in a corner, eager to hear the talk that was going on. Then Baba turned his face towards him and said, "How cunning the people are. They fall at the feet, offer dakshina but abuse behind the back. Is not amazing?" This cap, that is remark, fitted the pleader and he had to wear, that is take it. None understood the remark. The pleader grasped it but kept silent. When they returned to the wada, the pleader said to Kaka Saheb Dikshit, "What Baba remarked were perfectly right. The dart, that is remark, was aimed at me. It was a hint to me that I should not indulge in revealing or scandalizing others, calling by names. When the subject or munsef of Pandrapur, Mr. Noonkar, came and stayed here for the improvement of his health, a discussion about this matter was going on in the bar room at Pandrapur. It was said or discussed there whether the aliments from which the subject suffered were ever likely to be got rid of without medicines by merely going after Sai Baba, and whether it was proper for an educated man like the subject to have recourse to such methods. The subject was taken to task, that is, he was criticized, as also Sai Baba. I also took part in this affair and now Sai Baba showed the impropriety of my conduct. This is not a rebuke to me, but a favor, a lesson that I should not indulge in any scandal or slander of others and not interfere unnecessarily in other affairs. Shirdi is about 100 kos, that is one kos is 3 miles, that is 4.8 kilometers away from Pandrapur. Still Baba, by his omniscience, knew what transpired there in the bar room. The intervening places, rivers, jungles and mountains were no bar to his all-perceiving sight, and he could see or read the hearts of all, and there was nothing secret or veiled for him. Everything, far or near, was open and clear to him as broad as daylight. Let a man be far or near, he cannot avoid the all-pervading gaze of Sai Baba. From this incident, the pleader took the lesson that he should never speak ill of others or unnecessarily criticize. Thus, his evil tendency was completely got rid of and he was set on the right path. Though the story refers to a pleader, still it is applicable to all. All should therefore take this lesson to heart and benefit thereby. Sai Baba's greatness is unfathomable. So are his wonderful leelas. His life is also such, for he is Parabrahma, that is Almighty God, incarnate. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.